following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. I think we're lagging or something. I don't know. Hey, I'm back. I hope everybody missed me. It's the same old show. Just going to move on forward, and that's all I'm going to say about that. So MTE was a blast. I hope you guys that were there, thank you for anybody who came up to me and talked to me. You guys know it, man. It was the thing. I want to thank everybody who nominated us for the Golden Mike Award. I greatly appreciate y'all. Unfortunately, you do not see it sitting back there. We did win it, or I did win it. Just politics came into play and I was not allowed to take it. So they gave it to somebody else. So next year we're going to do it again, and then we'll be the back-to-back champion, or I'll be the back-to-back champion. All right, so we're going to jump into this. I've got a fun one tonight. The website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. You guys know it. You love it. It's where you're going to find all the links to listen to the podcast, where you're going to find it. Austin, I'm good, man. Thanks for asking. And then we also have our preferred vendor page. That's going to be the page with our ad sponsors on it, where you can go and check them out, find out a little bit about their business, what all they do. And then you're going to go and buy some stuff from them. And in return, they're going to keep funding this podcast. Hopefully I will keep the laughs going and we'll get that hashtag money, money, funny going. We also have the Drip Shop. That's where you can go buy the t-shirts, or the hoodies, and also the hat, the embroidered hat, if you want to rock any of the gear for any of the upcoming events and stuff like that. We are streaming live to YouTube. If you are watching on YouTube, thanks for watching. We are the Detail Solutions Podcast as our channel. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, and hit the notification button, all that fun stuff so you get when the lives are coming up. I will be really honest with you guys, you know, because Jason was doing the thumbnails. I'm going to probably have to sit down this weekend and take a YouTube class on how to do thumbnails on Canva. So it might be a while before I upload these newer episodes to YouTube. So just be patient. They will be in the live tab if you click the live tab if you want to watch them. Let's see what else. So MTE is done, so I don't have to read that anymore. We've got the TikTok. I'm trying, man. I'm only one man. The lives on TikTok may or may not happen. If you want to follow us there, it is the Detail Solutions Pod. I'll do my best. And we'll try to get that going. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can email me at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. Just, hey, Alex, I'd love to come on the show. I'm always looking for guests. I'm trying to find, you know, people that we haven't talked to before, especially on the Q&As. You guys know I love hearing the stories from everybody, how you guys got into detailing, what you enjoy about it, all those fun things like that. So, yeah. And tonight's episode is about mentorship. You know, it's something that, you know, I've had this topic for quite a while. Just never really popped for me. But fresh off of MTE, it did, because, you know, while I was at MTE, and that's the one thing I love about MTE, I always tell you guys, networking, right? Is also, that's where I feel like I get a little bit of mentorship. You know, I had a real nice one-on-one with Alan Medcraft. Thank you, Alan. Love you. I wish you came over here more than just one time a year. But I had a nice chat with him, and, you know, he asked me what my goals were, what I was trying to do, not necessarily with the podcast, but with Aquatech and my business and things like that, and gave me some really good ideas. I mean, we had a nice little 15-minute chat before he had to go do a presentation or something with the IDA. And, you know, I really appreciated that, you know. And then it's, you know, Noxie was there. So, I mean, obviously, you know, getting my balls busted by that guy, but then also him and I just chatting about how we're going to move forward with the podcast, how we're going to move forward next year with actually getting the paint correction competition going, you know. So having that meeting, all kinds of new people, and just, you know, getting their takes on stuff. That's what makes you grow. That's what makes you better. So tonight I've got Angela and Brandon and Darvin, or Darren, coming on, to talk about that, because they all, are either mentored or are mentoring in some way, shape, or form. And we're just going to discuss, like, you know, how do you look for somebody? How do you find the right person that's going to help you out? You know, when you do have a mentor, you know, what type of advice are you looking for? What kind of things do you want? So yeah, let's jump into a commercial break and let's have some fun. We'll be right back. Is your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details. All right, and we're back. We got Angela and Brandon, everybody knows from the last episode, and then Darvin or Darvel or Darren or whatever he's going by this week on Facebook. So how are you guys doing?
Okay, Alex, you can just call me the King of the North. That's fine.
King of the North. Eh?
So how's everybody doing, man?
Good.
Good.
Awesome. Good. So this topic about mentors, I mean, Angela, you and Darren, obviously, piped in on the Facebook post yesterday when I made it, and, you know, Brandon, kind of was messaging me earlier telling me about how it was a really good topic. And, you know, we had another guest that kind of bailed out. So I was like, hey, I know you were just on the last one, bro, but you want to jump in? And he was like, hell yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, I mean, first of all, like, my question is, I guess, maybe more like, let's talk on the mentee side, right? Like, when you guys were getting into this and ladies, getting into this and looking for that help, right? That guidance. What type of people were you kind of looking for? How did you kind of, you know, were able to navigate, you know, to a mentor? Don't everybody speak at once.
Wait, I heard a big gasp. I was like, okay, I'm not going to interrupt.
Go
ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say when I started, I actually just didn't really look for anybody. I always turned to like my dad, because he had a business, and I was just like, okay, that's who I'm going to. And my brother also ran a business, and he's pretty high up with his company. And so those were the two that I just turned to constantly. Okay. But as I started getting more into the industry, I was like, I actually didn't even know there was more outside of where I lived until like maybe 4 years ago. But there was somebody that was in the industry, and she's been in business for like, what, I'm 39, so 38 years. And I always heard about her, and I was like, who, like, at a certain point, I was like, who the hell is this person and why do I care about them? Because we were working together, but didn't know it. But when I finally met her, she was actually a really good person that I could turn to when things would happen, especially if it came to like clients or like employees. And so I always turned to her just because of her longevity in the industry and also understanding people and the fact that she's just like, just calm, just level-headed, which I'm pretty level-headed too.
Yeah.
And that was something that was important. And then as I started getting more into like the actual industry and knowing that there was more outside of Gig Harbor, Tacoma, I'm around like the Kimballs, and Joe was a mentor for me for a while. And then he directed me to some other people. And I was like, oh, okay. So now I'm picking people that are in the industry, but also people that are just like-minded and that are successful in what they do. And they guide me in ways that sometimes I'm just need a sounding board. And that's really, really what it is.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I mean, that's kind of sometimes how I feel. I feel like I know the answer sometimes, but like, you just need to like say it to somebody and for them to go like, yeah, that's exactly how you do it, you know, so that you don't feel so stupid, you know, or you feel reassured about it or whatever. Yeah. Aaron, how about you?
Yeah. So, basically I started my first shop, in 2015, closed it in 2016. I had another business person that I kind of used as a mentor. Terrible idea. He was not the guy for that. But I leaned a lot on Chris Santo Aquino from Dr. Shine in Winnipeg, who was trained by Rennie Doyle. So I leaned on him quite a bit for the first little bit. After I lost that business, went through some struggles and stuff, but I kept in contact with a lot of the business people I knew. So I was able to navigate. And when I restarted this, it was kind of more in an effort just to make some cash, right? To feed my kid and, you know, fresh divorce and stuff like that. Was really difficult. So when I started this, all I wanted was enough to make some extra cash. But in saying that, my city took care of me and they loaned me a bunch of work and stuff like that. So I started reaching out to these business contacts I had and stuff. So I was able to navigate and grab from them. So instead of being a detailer with a shop, I became a businessman with a detail shop. So it was pretty cool to kind of go that route. I didn't really have any... I've been in this industry for 20 years. I started when I was 16 years old, so I'm kind of aging myself. But I've been in this industry for a long time, but I really only started getting into the like communities of the industry about 4 years ago. So I never really had like a detailing mentor. I just kind of, you know, I worked in so many dealerships doing this stuff and figured it out on my own. I had Chris Santo to kind of teach me. And then, yeah, now... You know, I kind of have Sean Gervais from Orbis X. I talk to him almost every day. We talk about different things. And then I kind of lean on, you know, different elites of the industry whenever I have an issue or a problem and kind of get taken care of that way. So,
yeah. And you, if I remember correctly from the last time when I had you on was, I don't know if it's the same in Canada, but you do a lot with like the local, what do they call them? The Chamber of Commerce kind of things.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, you do a lot of networking that kind of way, if I remember correctly, right?
Yep. So I'm part of a networking group here. It's called Weed City Networking. Not that it matters to you guys. You guys wouldn't know what the Weed City is, but, and then what that is it has one chair per sector of business. So we have like a lawyer, realtor, myself, plumber, electrician, et cetera. And there can only be one person. So that way we can navigate and talk business, different ways that business works. And then we refer each other. And then I'm part of the Brandon Chamber of Commerce. So in 2022, we were actually nominated by all the business elites of Brandon, the outstanding new business. So we won an award there. And then this year we're actually up for small business excellence. So that's really cool too, because I mean, winning detailing awards is really cool because you're, you know, showcasing to other detailers. But when you can take a business that everyone said, oh, this is never going to be a business. And all of a sudden they're like, this guy deserves, you know, like outstanding new business or small business excellence. That's a big thing. You're showcasing that like this business that shouldn't have been anything. It was a minimum wage job around here is now something that somebody's creating something into, which is really cool.
Yep. No, that's awesome. It's awesome. And Brandon, I mean, you've been in this for so long. Like, I just feel like you like popped out being a mentor already, but I'm sure in the beginning you probably had to reach out to people and get a little bit of help and expertise. Like, how was that for you?
Ours was, you know, a lot of the help was on forms. You know, we were on the forms with some of the big guys in the industry today. You know, we would communicate back and forth, and we would share advice. But there was, you know, I took a lot of risk in the industry going in different directions, and there was nobody really to help me on that. You know, some of my clients possibly, you know, helped me on, you know, business side of things. I deal with a lot of, you know, big clients that are really good in business, and they've, you know, given me some advice. But as far as, you know, the path that I took with the detailing industry, there was really no one going in the direction that I went. So it kind of took a lot of risk. I wish I could say that there was somebody that helped lead me in that direction, but there wasn't. Yeah.
And again, I mean, back in those days, I remember talking with Fermani and Todd and I mean, even like Patterson and those guys with the forums or Brian Guy, I think it was, with those forums, it was almost like you guys didn't even know that there were other guys outside of like your area until the forums kind of came about, you know?
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy because today it seems like there was five of us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There was a lot more than five of us, but it just seemed like five of us made up the detailing industry, and it's crazy, you know? And it's amazing how much the internet has helped the industry grow. And then watching the industry grow over the years, but you know, then it seems like there was only five detailers in the world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it felt like.
right. I mean, you know, so you know, reaching out to the people that you guys reach out to, like, what are some of the maybe common questions that you asked, you know, to kind of, you know, figure it out? We'll go back reverse order, so we'll start with Brandon.
So the common questions asked about what?
Well, like when you're talking to, you know, the people who you know are mentored by or mentor you, whether it was in the beginning or even now, right? Like that person you just, you know, ask those questions and sounding boards, what type of things, you know, are you asking? Like, what are you looking for in help? You know, because I mean, is it more business directed, or like are you looking for more, you know, detail direction, or a little bit of both?
So in mine, it was more of risk. I was having to take on a lot of risk. You know, do I go get this massive facility and risk, you know, because you go from mobile detailing to trying to get a big facility when people didn't have big facilities back then. So that was a huge risk. And, you know, so I, you know, just talking to these guys that are in businesses, you know, they own big corporations, you know, so it's more of less of, you know, do I do this? Do I not do this? You know, and you got to think at the same time, I wasn't in a big city. I'm in New Orleans. You know, if you look at me demographically, I'm one of the poorest states, period. So when, you know, people bring up the demographic thing and bean counters look at the numbers and say, oh, you know, we're in a rich area, this business, you know, model could work here. You know, I that wasn't going to happen. So it was more of less, you know, do I take this risk? You know, do I go invest this money? Do I spend this? Do I do that? You know, just really things that, you know, I didn't have anybody in my family that has done that I could lean on, that I could talk to, you know, so it was more of like business advice. Yeah.
Okay.
Business risk, you know? Yeah. Wasn't really detailing. The detailing side, like I said, was more or less the guys on the forums, you know, learning things from guys on the forums, you know, learning, you know, different polishing techniques and things like that was, you know, more or less guys on the forums.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. And Darren, how about you?
Yeah, honestly, one of my biggest business mentors was just a simple walk past each other. We know of each other. So it was like, how's it going? And one of the most common questions with anyone who has a business or anything for that matter is, are you busy? So with that, I was like, yeah, I'm really busy. You know, like, I can't believe how fast we're growing and doing all this. I'm just trying to figure out like when to hire somebody, when not to hire somebody, like how do you work on a budget? And then from there, it was like, you know what? I could probably help with that. We should, you know, have coffee sometime or whatever. So they actually like almost started headhunting me. Like people started lining up to be like, hey, like I want to help where I can. Right. They knew the story. They knew how I got into it. So you know, they kind of want to have that little patch on their sleeve too, that they helped out, right? So yeah.
Yeah, no,
that's exactly. That's how I got my mentor. Yeah.
Nice. And Angela, what about you? Like, you know, you talk about, you know, asking your brother and your dad and everything like that, like, you know, and in Joe Kimble, like, what were some of the, you know, type of questions that you were, you know, trying to, you know, get figured out?
Well, I think in the beginning it was, like when I started, it was, probably like a lot of people, it was just like, I just wanted to like get by. And so what the problem was that where I am, and because I only do boats, it just snowballed and it just went too fast, too quick. Like there, like by the end of the first year, you know, I had six people and I was like, what am I doing? I know nothing about business. I didn't know anything. So I was like, what do I do? How do I like make sure everybody's paid and all this on time? By the time I met Joe, I was actually at a point of like where I didn't have to work. I was just like hanging out at his shop. And kind of some of the stuff that I noticed that they were doing, I was just like, oh, this is cool. They actually have like a CRM. And I was like, how do we do this? And like, I need growth and I need to tighten stuff up in different ways because everything was in my head. And he obviously like sent me in the direction of You're Able. And then that sent me in the direction of Grant, which then the questions then became like, well, how do I make more money when I'm running almost 20 people and you got to make almost like 15 to 20K a week? And so then it was like, how do I do this? And then it was, once I met with Grant, it was just like, raise your prices. And so I was like, okay. But a lot of the times when I talk to people, it's not really business always. It's more like, how do I stay stable in my outside life of work? It's like, how do I stay mentally sane? And 'cause when you're dealing with employees and then clients and then just everybody, like everybody knows me. I can't go somewhere without somebody being like, oh, you're, you know, they know who I am. Right. And that's overwhelming. So a lot of times it's also just like, how do I stay calm in my head and not get overwhelmed? So that's a lot of times why I ask what I'm talking to some people about is like, what do I do? Like, how can I minimize the chaos that's already going on in my head? So that's a totally different thing when it comes to business. It's like, I understand how to control my business, but sometimes it comes in and comes into my home and lingers there. And then I'm just in my head. And so then I got to figure out, how do I stay calm?
Right. But that's kind of a big important part. I mean, we've talked about it before on the podcast, is that work-life balance, right? And unfortunately, when you're the business owner, you know, you're the entrepreneur, there's not a fine line, right? Like they bleed into each other. And so, you know, if your attitude and your mentality at work, and kind of the same thing, if you're stressing at work, it's going to bleed into at home. So I like that, you know, you just said that, right? Like you look for help and ways of, you know, after work, the home life, you know, being able to clear your head and calm those things down. Because I think that's something that, you know, I know that I definitely dealt with when I first started out, you know, leaving the car wash, which was, you know, a pretty secure job, you know, and I had sick days and time, you know, work vacation days, and I was paid a, you know, pretty much a salary for the most part. And then I go to like sitting around, like, do I have work tomorrow? You know, and the wife's like, are you going to make any money? Like, what are we going to do? So, I think that's a pretty important thing, for that. Yeah. I like that idea. So being on the mentee side too, you know, before we flip it, you know, do you guys have people that are, you know, reaching out to you for help, but you're still kind of like, you know, like, I'm still trying to figure it out, you know, kind of thing? 'Cause that's how I feel, right? Like, I mean, there's plenty of people, because of, you know, this podcast and who, you know, I've been lucky enough to be affiliated with, like, I get people asking me, you know, like, for my help. In fact, my good friend Jackie Orlando made a comment in the post I put up yesterday, and she said, Alex, you're my mentor. And I was like, you could do better, right? You know, like, so I mean, do you guys ever you know, still trying to figure it out yourselves, like feel a little weird about being a mentor to people? And then whoever wants to jump in.
I don't think so, honestly. It's like she just said, you know, I'm the same way. I can't go anywhere without everybody knowing who I am. So finding that work-life balance, I had a lot to learn. Last year I went through separation with my youngest daughter's mom, and that was one of the biggest things. You're always working. You're never home. When you come home, you're angry about work or you're pissed off about that. So when she left, I had to do a lot of soul searching. I actually ended up getting a life coach, and trying to figure that out. How do I get through business and personal? So I went through that. And then I think it's like super important to, kind of stay on that guide. Right. And then when you can bring someone, everyone is always under you. So if you can bring someone up with you and kind of teach them the knowledge that, you know, you might not have all the answers. But you're probably further ahead than they are. And then from there, if you might have somebody in your wheelhouse that you haven't necessarily reached out to, but those people are engaging. So I think it's always important. Sometimes mentoring is just bouncing ideas off of each other and figuring out, you know, throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. I don't think it's necessarily I have everything figured out, because we never really do. We're always learning. We know that as detailers, you can do this for 20 years and grab a carpet and be like, oh, this is different, right? So you never have it all figured out. But I think you need to be proud of the fact that so many people know you. And I think you need to be proud of the fact of where you are and where you came from, Alex. So when somebody says, I'm your mentor, you say, thank you, I appreciate that. And then you say, let's find you a different one. So I think it's super
important. Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to shout out the guys, Noxie and Patterson and Kiger, because Cody Shove called me, I think it was Friday night at MTE, and I just happened to be with Kiger and Noxie and Patterson. And Cody was having an issue with a car he was working on, and he was asking me about it. And, so I had him send me a picture, you know, to kind of look at it. So, you know, I was like, I'm not even going to do this. Like, I'm just going to hand it off to these guys and let them figure it out for Cody. So, you know, Noxie's like, just call him back, just get him on the phone. So we get him on the phone, and those guys were able to like diagnose it for him and help him out. So like, you know, I had a small little hand in being able to fix that problem for him.
You knew a guy who knew, right? So
yeah, exactly. He just happened to call me at the right time to have like three of the, you know, biggest guys in the industry around to like ask that question. But
yeah,
but you're right. You know, it's you know, bouncing ideas off of each other, because they were all kind of like, it looks like this, it could be that, you know, whatever. So they were able to, you know, give him a plan of attack, and he never called me back. So I hope it worked for him. So. So either did or didn't, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, for either Brandon or Angela, whoever would want to jump in next on that deal about, you know, do you feel like you're kind of, you know, when people ask you, do you feel a little uneasy or uncomfortable still?
I don't feel uncomfortable. I mean, I kind of, because of just how I set up my business, in the past, that I was always dealing with younger people. And so that kind of put me in a role of being like a mentor for them already. And now I have people talking to me, especially after MTE, like I have more people talking to me about like, oh, you should, well, like I said, like not fly under the radar anymore. Yeah. But when I don't know something, I'm also just like, yeah, I don't know that. Like I just straight tell them, and I can be like, but I know. I know this person, and they could probably help you. And it's up to you to make that phone call or text them or email or Facebook or whatever it is. And if they choose not to do it and they keep coming back to me, then at some point I'll be like, okay, now I have to learn something so I can teach something. But then that shows also like where I stand with how I care about people that come behind me and want to, I mean, I'm humbled that a lot of people have like started looking at me. And even before I spoke at MTE, like I had people calling me about boat stuff, because there's not really many people that are willing to share what they do. And but a lot of the people I call or I'm getting ready to send somebody to, they do cars. And a lot of people talking to me are trying to figure out boat stuff. And I'm just like, well, go to this car person. That's not, I got to find somebody else.
Yeah.
But I am that person, I guess, now. So, which is fine, but like I said, if I don't know something, I'm not going to make up an answer and be like, we'll just work through it. Sometimes we do work through it, but I would rather not put myself in a position gotcha. Where I could get caught up and somebody be like, oh, you said this and I should do this. And I'm like,
right.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Exactly. And Brandon, we'll finish it off with you.
Well, like 2012, 2013, when I built the first big shop, I guess everybody thought I had everything figured out. So like, yeah, I was getting a lot of people reaching out to me for advice and help. And I was like, look, I'm, you know, look like I've got this figured out, but I'm figuring this out every day. Like this is, you know, just cause it looks like I just did this big facility and we know everything. We don't. And, you know, even it's like everybody's saying, you learn something new every day, and just being honest and transparent with people, you know, that's key. Right now we're doing a Mercedes S580, and literally no one has anything for this car. Like we've been in touch with Rentec, which that's all they do. They have nothing for this car. Like, and we were straight up transparent with the client, you know, told him, look, dude, we've never done one of these, but neither is anyone else. No one. So we have to, right. You know, if you're willing to go through this process, we will figure it out. And, you know, we have nailed this project, but it's about being transparent and honest because yes, you don't always have the answers. You know, people look at us and they're like, wow, y'all service supercar and hypercars. How's a Mercedes so hard? You know, but we don't, and things are new. Things are changing. This industry is changing and ever evolving, you know, with clean carpets 2 years ago might not work 2 years from now. So, I mean, it's just everything is constantly changing, you know, in this industry, and being able to be honest and upfront, you know, with people about what you can and can't do and help and can't help, you know, I think is very valuable. If having somebody that doesn't pretend like they have all the answers, because we don't have all the answers.
No. And I think that's a good point. I mean, you know, for anybody who's listening to this, that, you know, is, you know, looking for mentor, you know, somebody to mentor them and everything like that is, you know, you're going to get that. I think you're going to get it to where, you know, they're not going to know all the questions. So don't get maybe discouraged if, you know, you're trying to find somebody that has all the answers, because they just don't. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, you know, all these, you know, super mega, you know, Tim Robbins and you know, Grant Cardone,
Gary Vee.
Yeah. You know, all these guys, I'm sure, like, you know, for as much knowledge and wisdom and everything they have, they're not going to know everything, you know? I mean, we might sit down with them as detailers and be like, hey, how do I do this in my detail shop? And they'd be like, I don't know. I don't detail. You know, like, you know? Yeah. but they'll, you know, be able to give you a, you know, some way to put you at least in the right path or whatever. So, let's do a commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to flip it and then start, you know, on the mentor side, having, you know, how do you guys deal with being a mentor? So we'll do that when we come back. Bond is a leading provider of tent, paint protection film, and ceramic coatings. Experience the transformation as you cool down your vehicle and elevate its curb appeal with Autobond's window tint. Ditch rock chips and scratches by fortifying your paint with Autobond's cutting-edge paint protection film. And for an additional safeguard, add a ceramic coating. Backed by an unwavering lifetime warranty, Autobond's products form automotive armor with no limits. Visit AutobondFilms.com to delve deeper into the realm of automotive care and protection. All right, and we're back.
That's a new commercial. I like that one.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
that's Autobond's a new sponsor for us this quarter. So
we started using Autobond last year.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Nice. So shout out to Autobond and Tony Geiger.
Yeah.
Luminous Finish Auto Detailing. Thanks for joining us all the way from Melbourne. Finally, we got an Aussie that's not Cam in the house. So like I said before the break, I want to flip it to, you know, your guys' take on being a mentor. So the first question I have is, you know, that first time that somebody kind of came to you and, you know, was looking for help or looking for you to, you know, point them in the right direction, and where that kind of switch, you know, flip for you, just like, you know, kind of talking about, you know, the last question before going to the break of, you know, feeling a little uneasy or unsure about, you know, that. So, you know, how was that switch flip for you guys to where you were just like, oh yeah, do this, da da da, blah, 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 being, you know, and you were like, oh shit, I just mentored that person or whatever, you know? Whoever wants to jump in.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, like I didn't even know it was happening. So I actually do a lot of mentoring for like fathers and children's rights. So after my first divorce, huge custody battle, that kind of stuff. And it was hard. Same thing. Like I didn't have a big relationship with my dad. So I actually started out just people asking questions like, how did you navigate this? How did you navigate that? My second daughter came into my life when she was a year and a half old. So once again, didn't even know about her, had to go through the custody thing. So people were like, how did you like get through this? And then as I kind of just started going on that, I was like, holy shit. I got like 10 people in my DMs and I'm mentoring all these people doing this. And then all of a sudden, you know, I had like these smaller guys, like friends of mine, you know, Darvel, you look like you're doing really good. You look happy. You look like you're doing all this stuff. Like, I want to start this. What do you think? Like, where should I start? Where should I do this? Where should I do that? Same thing. I'm like helping like 5 different businesses in Brandon right now start up their own businesses. And then from there, you know, I have detailers all the time that message like, you've been in this for 20 years. You're into literally everything detailing. You're ceramic coating, PPF tint detailing. You're doing campers, boats. Like you're doing like everything. I'm like, man, if people got money, I'll figure it out. So then I kind of walk them through that. I have people that are like, you know, either my business is not doing well. Can you help with different aspects of the business, marketing or whatever? And then people that are just starting out, you know, they're a detailer for somebody else. And they're like, I want to do my own business. So I've been able to help out with quite a few Canadian detailers on that too. So I didn't even know what was happening. I never looked to do mentoring. I've never charged anyone for it. I just like, hey, you got questions, I got answers, right? So, yeah.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, you just turned around in one day and all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I'm a mentor.
I was a guy. Mentor. King of the North.
Yeah. Angela, how about you?
Well, I think a lot of it, like, when I was really helping people, it's like I had a guy working for me. And first off, I should preface this with whenever somebody comes and works for me, I ask them if they want to start detailing on their own, because that way I know how to train them when they're working with me. So if they're just like, I'm just here to work, it's a summer job or something, then okay. But if somebody says like, no, I want to start a business, then I'm going to train them a little bit differently. But I did have a guy come and we might be friends still. I don't know. I saw him at Griot's. And so I think maybe, I don't know. But
you're a frenemy.
It's an acquaintance, not a friend. He's acquaintance.
Yeah.
Frenemy. Yeah.
I'm sure we could have a drink and it'd be all right. But I remember like it wasn't working with us. And so I kept asking him the question of like, do you want to start on your own? And then I just kind of kicked him out the door. And just kind of was like, here are your business cards, go do it. And I got him business cards so he could go out on his own. And he would ask me questions and I would answer. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm guiding like a little guiding light for him. And I think he's doing all right now. But I did have, I remember in 2021, a kid hit me up on Facebook. And he asked me a question about detailing. He's like, you detail boats. And I was like, yeah. And then he told me who he was. And I was like, well, just call me. And I ended up talking to him for like an hour. And I was like, he's not a known guy. I don't think many people still know him. But I told him, I was like, if you want to come down to where I'm at, I can chum with you and we can work on some stuff. And he was like, all right. So he came down and I just realized like for 2 years, I was like helping this kid and just guiding him. And eventually I was like, he would call me so much. I was like, yo, like I'm losing money now. I was like, you got to pay me. Like you got to pay me to talk to me. And it was the first guy that I was just like, yo, you have to do this. But, and he did. And just cause if you're going to call me like every other hour to talk to me for 30 minutes, like throughout every day, like I'm losing time. But I ended up like helping him revamp his shop and things like that and just guided him. And I was like, this is cool. Like, I don't mind. But with most of the guys that have worked with me, it wasn't that I was like that they were employees. It was just like guiding them into whatever direction they were going for their life because they were so young. And that's what was important to me. I didn't care about like Well, I did care a little bit about what they talked to me about, but it was an open door policy, so they could come and talk to me about anything that they wanted to. And they're all now, I believe, in like the careers that they wanted to do, but it was just because they did have a sounding board. They did have somebody that was willing to listen to their ideas, as crazy as they are, listen to their complaints, listen to their joy and their happiness and all this stuff. And that's important to me when it comes into guiding somebody and helping them out. And I have somebody that I'm with now, and he's trying to start a business, and hopefully it works out. But it's still the same thing. Just like I'm their sounding board for whatever they need. And that's what's happening. It's like, you know, I don't necessarily care about the money side of it. With that one kid, yeah, like, you're taking up a lot of my time. Like, I want to run a buffer and I can't because I'm on the phone. But and especially when it comes to boats, you know, it's like it's very specific. And so when they have questions, like, I do know the answer to it, or I know where to go. But being their sounding board and watching them grow is like, I don't know, it's more important than like anything else, for me at least.
Yeah. And Brandon, how about you?
What? Yeah.
Nope, you're muted, I think. Probably when you got up. There you go, I think.
Good? There got me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. So I had basically guys coming to me, you know, private messaging me, asking me for tons of advice. And over the years, I would just, you know, continuously answer as much as I could. And I even had like some of the managers at the shop, you know, asking me like, dude, why are you wasting all this time helping all these people? And I'm just like, man, I've got free time, you know, to answer some of these guys' questions. I looked at it as the same as us on the forums back in the day, you know? So I tried to help and give advice. And then we had a guy that had a big performance shop in town that called me and said, hey man, I want to learn how to do polishing, paint corrections, paint protection film. I'll pay you to teach me. And I'm like, man, I don't have time for this shit. And I knew this guy like really well. We knew each other from car events and stuff. And I was like, I don't have time for this. And I was like, man, we'll talk about it later. And he kept bugging me. Finally, he called me and he was like, dude, and he threw this ridiculous number at me. And like, look, I want to go open up a shop like yours in Aspen. And I'm like, all right, come on, let's do it. So he came and spent the week with me, and you know, we trained him, and he went and opened up a shop in Aspen. But that's kind of like the first time I've actually, you know, taken money, so to say, to mentor or teach someone. And then it's just I've kind of looked at it as, you know, I've looked around in the industry, saw people, you know, offering these services, and most of them, you know, don't have the background as extensive as some of the other ones to be offering these services, because yeah, it does, like she said, it takes a lot of your time. You know, you don't realize it, but when you've got like 30 minutes, dude, 30 minutes, I can do a lot of something else in 30 minutes, you know, and those 30 minute phone calls usually turn into an hour. And then what you don't understand is all the trials and tribulations you've had to give those answers. You know, how much time and effort did you spend to find that, to reach that resolution, to give this to someone else? So
you're selling your experience, right?
Yeah. Yes. So it's just, you know, now I've kind of, you know, I didn't look to get into a mentor role, but I've kind of evaluated the field. It's almost like saying, look, there's no one in town that I think that is properly doing this. This is a big, you know, part in the industry that I could help fill the void. I've been in the industry a long time. I've pioneered a lot in this industry. I've been extremely successful in this industry. So I do have a lot to offer. So that's when I finally decided that, you know what, I'm going to start charging for this because I have a proven track record. I've been there. I've, you know, so that's kind of, you know, how it started and kind of where it's at now.
Right. And for, you know, charging people, you know, getting into that actual, you know, full on mentorship, right? Because I think the minute you start taking money, you know, you're taking that role of a full on mentorship. I mean, we could all just like answer a phone call and help buddies out, and you know, yeah, you're mentoring or whatever. But as far as like full on taking money, like how, like what was your process for, you know, okay, this is what I'm gonna charge, kind of thing?
when I figure out what I'm going to charge, it's really, what am I making in a day? Like, and then I factor that in. But I also look at, like, what are we going over? Like, what is it that they need? Like, they have to come to me. Like, if they're going to talk to me, they have to come to me with something, like a list of things that they are trying to improve on with themselves or where they're trying to go. There has to be some sort of goal that they're trying to get to, whether it's in a week, a month, 6 months, or a year. And there is a point where I'd let them know, like, if they're not reaching anything, then we're not doing it anymore. Like, we're not working together, because I don't want to waste their money and time. I mean, yeah, money's great, but I don't want to waste it if they're not getting what they need.
Right.
And so I look at, like, all these different things when it comes to pricing, but I also was just like, okay, you're taking X amount of hours. He was taking X amount of hours out of my day. So I was like, this is what my hourly rate was if you were going to pay for that. And so I wasn't charging like an arm and a leg. Like, I know some people charge a lot, and I wasn't, but I just gave him a price and he paid. And we talked, I gave him an hour, like, of my undivided attention each week. And then he was able to do like 3 phone calls outside of that, that could be up to 30 minutes if he was like in a bind. And so he still had access to me. He could text me whenever. But when it came to the phone calls, I was really specific about it. Not that I didn't want to talk to him or I didn't want to help him, but right, I also had to protect myself and my boundaries and my business and what I'm doing, you know, because I'm still working. It's not like I'm not.
Yeah.
So
now would you schedule these hour blocks with him? So you know, he's not calling you like right in the middle and he's like, hey, I need my hour now.
Yeah, no. With the people that I've worked with, we schedule an hour. Like, they just tell me when, except there's a couple people on the East Coast and I'm up super early for them. Not anymore. Like, I kind of dwindled out because they outgrew me, which is totally fine. And I tell people that, like, we're going to get to a point where you're going to have to go somewhere else, because I'm really more for people starting up and just trying to figure out, like, how do I start? What supplies do I get? What towels do I use? How do I do pricing? How do I figure out pricing? That's where I'm really good at doing that stuff with people. And then I'm like, you got to talk to this person or that person. They're the next person you're going to talk to. So most people I talk to just for about a year, and then they go to somebody else, because I can't help them with the bigger stuff. I'm sure I could, but it's just not what I'm good at.
Gotcha. Brandon, because I know you do some paid mentorship.
Yeah. So I'm going to be straight up. I didn't have this figured out. Pricing was kind of a thing that I was like, you know what, I'm going to start here. And I completely undersold myself. Completely. So what I did was $2,500. And the way I figured it was, it would be whenever the guys paid for it, you know, four or five times over. And that happens so quickly. So, because it is very hard to, get guys to understand how much time this is taking. It's because I allow my guys to text me whenever. If my guys are in the middle of something or doing something, they hit me with that problem right then. If they have an upset client, they hit me with it right then. You know, I have a big, fully operational shop. So I have guys that if I need to, for the most part, unless I'm in the paint booth painting something or I'm in the middle of a paint protection film job, I usually can't step away, or if I'm in the middle with a client, I can't step away from that time. But most other times I can. And it's some of these guys, a lot of people that look for mentorship that I have found, they can't even afford $2,500. And it's crazy because, you know, I make that in a fraction of a time in a day at my shop. So, you know, it's hard to even explain to guys that this really isn't even fully about the money right now. This is more of like a proof of concept. But some people, it's hard for them to even fork up the $2,500, but they don't realize that they can make that back in less than a week. If they follow exactly what I tell them to do, they can make that back so quickly. But it's the pricing is very hard. And what I did was I basically took on 8 guys is what I have right now. And I'm not just onboarding people, because I want to make sure that I can handle these 8 guys and get these 8 guys going. And then now I'm completely restructuring everything, but it was a learning curve. I had to learn this. Because I've never done a mentorship. I didn't understand how this was going to work. I didn't, you know, but it's, you know, I've got some of these guys, dude, I'm on the phone with some of these guys till 1 a.m. Like, it's nuts. Jeez. Like, So, but I cover everything about their business, and I'm literally, you know, making sure everything with these guys are going, and they are growing at a fast pace. But it's hard to drive that value home to some of these people. Like some of these people, they don't understand and look at my facility and see how I've grown from nothing to this big facility and how much I can do that for them. So the value is even hard. So it's even going to be hard to get people to get past the $2,500 thing. But I wanted to take these first eight guys, and I'm literally taking these first group of guys, and I'm literally, you know, one of the guys is already moving into a bigger shop. You know, another guy's just moved into a shop. Like these guys are moving at a rapid pace, and I'm going to be able to take these eight guys and say, look, these are 100% facts that we took from this and did this with, but it's still going to be hard to drive that value home to some people and to get some people to understand how much money it's worth to reinvest in themselves and a proper mentor. But the pricing thing has been hard.
Yeah. And it is the tough part. Cause I mean, you know, even myself, when I look at, you know, okay, you know, like what money do I have to spend and where can I put it? You know, and sometimes it's hard to say like, you know, okay, I want to go to this training and do this thing, but it's, you know, $1,500, $2,000, $20 or whatever, right? Or this person can help me do whatever, but it, you know, but it costs a lot of money. But, and I think that's the initial thought process that everybody thinks about, right? And the thing that I've learned from doing these kinds of things is exactly like what you said, right? It's not necessarily you're paying that lump of sum for that 2 days, 5 days, 7 days, whatever the training or whatever. It's the long-term effect, right? Like having your phone number, being able to call you kind of whenever, like Angela said, being able to schedule that hourly call, you know, once a week. And those are the things that, you know, yeah, doing a paint correction training sometimes or a PPF training or sometimes or whatever is a, you know, in the moment kind of thing, but mentoring or mentorship is never ending almost.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
unless you outgrow, you know, the person or something like Angela said.
Well, see, one thing a lot of people don't think about is say, for instance, I give you the killer sales process that just greatly revamps your revenue. Okay. It just through the roof. I teach you that. And, you know, a couple of days of going over and over and over and interacting with your clients. And I teach you that. And then you quit tomorrow. You will always use that. You will make hundreds of thousands of dollars off of that. You know, and some people, they don't even think about that. They think of, you know, cause we have some guys that can I pay you a little bit here and a little bit there. And I'm like, dude, if I give you the sales process right out the gate and you make $20,000 within the first 2 weeks and then just drop me, then what, you paid me $100?
Yeah.
You know, and then now you can continuously do that. Some of the guys, they don't understand that. They don't get that. Like you said, that, and same with paint protection film or paint correction. When you teach them that properly, that is a skill that they will have forever. They will continuously use that.
Right.
That skill will pay for itself over and over and over and over. And what value to put in it? Because if you came to somebody and said, look, dude, I'm going to, you're coding, selling codings now for $500. I'm going to get you to $2,500 with ease. People are going to be giving you their money hand over fist every time you talk to them. I'm going to charge you $100,000 for that. They would be like, you're fucking nuts.
And
like, well, you could pay that back in 6 months.
Take 5% of your sales because I did that for you.
Yes.
15% of your business.
Yes. I didn't want to jump in, but I had that like right on my tip. You were saying that, I was like, wait, I need to get that out. Because some people look over that, man.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, and you know, and again, that's the thing I always try to tell people with this stuff is because, I mean, I learned that, you know, when I went to Noxy's the first time, you know, and I paid Noxy money to teach me how to wet sand and everything like that. And, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, we were great friends and I feel like we were, but I never had the guy's phone number. You know, we always messaged through Messenger. Yes. But when I left that training, I left with his phone number and I left with the whenever you need me, I'm here for you. Right.
Yes.
So now that you know, money that I paid to him
priceless
training, not only has it helped me, you know, add to my business in a package or a add-on or whatever that I've made that money back and then some, but it also gave me that connection to him to be able to, you know, call him and text him whenever I needed to. And, you know, I mean, now that we're best friends and everything, it doesn't really matter. So
mentoring is like seriously so important. I tell everybody, once you get the ground basis of like what you're supposed to be doing, find yourself a mentor that will guide you into how to build your business off what you know how to do. If you only know how to vacuum and wipe dashes and half-ass clean a window, find a mentor that can help you sell that package, because that is the most important thing. The most important thing. I spent some time doing, I've spent my whole life doing sales. And like these Grant Cardone's, Gary V's, like that's what they focus on, right? One of the biggest things Grant Cardone always says is like, who has my money? So if you're only, your skill set is only so far, but you can get a mentor, and that mentor, once they teach you the sales of how to bring in the people that have your money, then from there you can leverage that mentor that maybe has something that you want to grow and learn into. And then you get a second mentor, or maybe that same person can do it. Like Brandon could probably do it, right? And then you get the next mentor, and then all of a sudden you're upping your skill level and you're doing all this, and you're not, I mean, we've all been in this game a long time. We've all had our failures, we've had our trials, we've had tribulations, you know, we had all this. So you're learning from our mistakes. Don't learn from your own mistakes. You're wasting money. You're wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars in the long run. Learn from our mistakes and like what we've done, right? And then that way, especially for somebody who does like paid mentoring, you know that skill is there. Otherwise, he wouldn't be trying to charge you for it. But don't trust those guys that message you on, you know, Facebook and they're like, I'm a mentor, because obviously they wouldn't be headhunting you for, you know, trying to make your money. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, I think that even as somebody that, like, yes, I mentor, but I think I would pay again. Like I would pay somebody again to take me to the next level if that's where I wanted to go with my business right now. And sometimes I say that to people, like, yeah, I would pay the money because it's so worth it. Like I probably dropped, you know, 30, 40 grand a few years back in training for like PPF and a bunch of different ceramic coating trainings and, you know, going out to Rennie's and stuff like that. And it's just like that stuff is great. But, you know, when people say like, oh, I can't afford it. Like I was talking to somebody about this. I was like, when I think of me going to do a training or me paying for a mentor, I'm like, okay, that's like a boat, or that's a boat wash, or that's like a ceramic coating. You know, that's how I'm like, oh, if I just do this, then I can go here then.
Right.
If I want to, like, and it's worth it. I mean, if I hadn't worked with Grant, honestly, like I wouldn't have raised my prices as much as what I did. I did 80% price increase at the beginning of the year because he said, raise your price. And I said, okay. He said, if three people say they don't like it in a row, then lower it down.
Do me a favor. Say that just a little bit louder for everybody listening.
Raise your prices.
Please. It's beginning
by 80%.
Yeah, let's stop undercutting and racing to the bottom. Let's raise our prices.
But the big thing is too is when somebody pays for that mentorship, they now have like a paid investment into listening.
Yeah,
I've helped a lot of detailers. I'm like, try this. Nah, doesn't work. I'm like, try this. Nah, doesn't work. I'm like, man, this is. I'm telling you exactly. I'm literally giving you the blueprint of how I built my business. Like I'm telling you. But when they pay for it, they're like, okay, maybe I should try that. Because I paid for this, so I should probably put it to work so I might get my money out of it. And that's so frustrating. You spent hours and hours with people, man. I've like traveled to even different provinces. So in Canada, we have provinces, you guys have states. I've traveled for free just to be like, I want to check out this dude's shop. And then like I go there and I help. And then they're like, ah, I tried all that. I'm like, okay, well, when you tried it, well, like, what was the outcome? What did this happen? What did this, I can't remember. You never tried it then, stupid.
Yeah. You'd remember. Oh, yeah. You'd remember.
Yeah, I'm like, man, you didn't try it. Try it. And then, like, I had one guy, and he was in Saskatchewan, and he's like, man, I tried to tweak this and tweak that, and, like, it actually worked. I'm like,
maybe.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Could have thought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's take our last commercial break, and then I want to come back and ask just one last question, and then we'll kind of wrap it up. So we'll be right back.
Detailer knows what a detailer wants. Aquatech is a company founded by detailers for detailers.
Aquatech Coatings is a company that was founded on the frustrations that we all face as professional detailers. And that is why we set out to build a company that eliminates those frustrations, to provide excellent customer service, quality products, reliability, efficiency, products that check all the boxes as professional detailers we need and we want.
Find out why so many detailers around the world are loving the Aquatech difference. Join our team today at aquatechcodians.com.
Okay, so the question I want to ask you guys is for, you know, somebody who's reaching out to you in the or listening to us in the detailing industry, what would be your recommendation for, you know, reaching out to a paid guy? You know, is it, do you think it's better for somebody to reach out to somebody like you guys or Grant Menard or, you know, the other people, you know, the Rennie and, you know, I don't know, everybody else that, you know, has a paid mentorship, or do you think the Gary V's and the Cardones and the Tim Robbinses and those things are, you know, a better paid investment kind of mentoring? Because that's the thing that, you know, I look at it as you see these people on the internet, they're like, you know, like, oh man, I pay, you know, X amount of thousands of dollars a month. And, you know, this guy or that guy for this mentor group or whatever. And, you know, they're supposed to help me grow my business, but you know, you still see them, you know, bitching about being slow and, you know, and
yeah, so
not doing as much work on the Facebook and whatnot. So, you know, what are your guys' thoughts of that type of mentorship versus in industry mentorship?
Yeah, so there's different levels to mentorship, right? Like the girl I'm seeing now, who is absolutely amazing, by the way, but that's actually how we met. She came into the business, she got her car detail, she had a little bit of a discrepancy, so she asked to speak to the manager, and my staff member came and got me, and she had heard so much about our business and the growth and all that, she didn't even know I owned it. Like, this is what I wear at work. I wear a hoodie, a t-shirt, yeah, pants, you know, like, she had no idea. So I helped her out, chatted with her. After that, she found out who I was, added me to Facebook, and she's like, listen, like, she's a massage therapist, so she's like, I would like to expand my business, grow my business, and this is kind of what I'm thinking. I was wondering if maybe sometime you want to chit chat about that and whatever. And I never mix business and pleasure, so don't get that. I'm not the pool boy. So yeah, I was like, yeah, you know what? Let's you want to go grab ice cream? She's like, sure. So we went and grabbed frozen yogurt, which I hate, but she was kind of hot. So I was like, all right, I'm in. Yeah. And we just got talking about business. And then that's the thing, right? I didn't even realize I was doing it, but I mentored her into how to look at things and how to see things in a bigger scale. So she actually moved her clinic to something like 3 times the size, right? Yeah, so she's pretty pumped about that. I didn't even really realize I was mentoring her to do it, but I was. So you have people, like, I'm a detailer and she's a massage therapist. So if you want to build your business, look for a business mentor. If you're looking for an industry specifically detailing, look for somebody that's mentoring in detailing. And then if you're looking for sales, which I think is key, if you're running the front end of your business, you need sales. So find like a sales mentor. It sounds like Brandon's kind of got a lot of that under lock anyways, like he's got the key for it. But sometimes you need different mentors. I have a life mentor. I had a business mentor. I hired a company to be a business mentor to help me with budgeting and money and that kind of stuff, right? So you might have 3 or 4 different mentors and you might spend a bunch of money, but the skills you're going to grow from all those people, eventually, right, when you get good enough, you can amalgamate it, and then you can also mentor yourself into that business to mentor other people, right? So I think a lot of the time, just pay attention. We've seen this a lot lately. Pay attention to who you're listening to. Watch what they're doing and make sure that you never listen to somebody who's not doing what you want to do, and listen to the people who are doing what you want to do. I see homie working on hypercars. I'm like, I mean, we're in a farm area, but like, I'll work on a dually Denali all day long. Like, let's go, right? Like, that's who I want to talk to. I see somebody, you know, Ian Corgle, for example, he's doing farm equipment. I'm like, man, I do not want to do that. Probably not going to be the guy I reach out to, right? But find the people that navigate into your area and then reach out to those people. Maybe they even have a mentor that they can guide you towards, right? So I think that's the biggest thing, is find the people.
Oh, wait, is it me? Is it him? Did he freeze up?
I think right he froze up.
We lost you, Darren.
Ah, oh my goodness, it was such a good speech.
Like, yeah, I know, right?
The damn monologue, man, of the year.
Yeah.
He's right, looking for an internet mentor right now.
Yeah, he's looking.
Yeah. He's a little delayed on that one. I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, hang on.
Did he make it back? Yes.
I'm back.
There he is. There he is.
What the hell happened there?
Right at the climax of your little thing.
I even came a little bit too, so now I got wet hit for
nothing. Because it's after 9 o'clock. We can go with details after dark now.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't even know how much more you kept talking after that or whatever.
I pretty much noticed a little yellow thing at the top. Okay. So great program. Okay. But yeah, basically find somebody that you click with. If you can't click with that person, don't hire them as a mentor, because you're not going to listen. You're not going to like anything they say. Find the person you click with that you get along with. And just remember, like, if you're hiring people and then you're training them, just remember you're mentoring them. So like one of our things in the shop is like, I tell everyone, I literally just hired a high school kid to learn it, because that's what he wanted to do. He specifically walked in here, he's like, I just want to be a detailer, here's some of my work. Like, all right, the second you walk in that door, pretend you own the place. Step number one. So just remember, like, if you're training somebody, you're mentoring somebody, which means you should also be getting trained, advanced training, which is essentially what a mentor is. So don't be afraid to put some dollars out for that.
Yeah, and I also liked what you said about make sure that you click, right? Because they could be the greatest, you know, salesman underneath the sun or something like that. But if you're not clicking with them, you're gonna constantly butt heads, and you're not gonna get that information or whatever.
Like I took Grant Cardone University. I did that, and it was awesome for sales. But like, with how pushy they are and stuff, like in my area, if I called somebody 7 times to talk to them about a ceramic coating, they'd be like, "Dude, fuck off, or I'm coming back up there and I'm gonna beat the shit out of you."
Yeah.
Right. So that didn't work for me anymore. So I had to find something else, someone else that understood my environment, my area, what I was going through. You know, we get 2-3 conversations, and if we can't sell in that 2 or 3 conversations, man, no bueno, it's gone. So
I'm usually the same way too. You know, you talk to him the first time, reach back out, hey, just checking on you, and kind of like one more, like, you know, so we're making a decision. Okay, have a good day, week, whatever. So
exactly. Jordan Stupar is a good salesperson. If you ever talk to him, he talks a lot about like texting gifts and stuff like that, like, you know, a skeleton, and it just says at the top, like, just sitting here waiting for you to purchase your ceramic coating, you know, like stuff like that, right? And that shit actually works. Like, Jordan Stupar is pretty good, and I didn't hire him because he was like 10 grand. But he is really good, and you can find a lot of his content on YouTube. So just throwing that little tidbit out there for if you're looking for a sales training, that's your man.
Yeah. Angela, Brandon, anybody else?
I mean, for me, I personally would pick someone if they're going in the industry, find somebody in the industry that you're going to work with. I personally, because I've worked with Grant, I don't want to give him a huge sales thing here, but I would go with somebody like Grant. I mean, he's absolutely phenomenal in everything he does. And I mean, originally I was working with somebody else, they couldn't help me, and so they sent me to him, and right away, just with working with him, like the changes that happened with my business were just like, we did more money, less work, you know, like in our, I think we were 60% higher in our first quarter of just me working with him. So, but that's just like, that's just me. But I also find, like, I look at people that aren't in the industry as well, that are just like-minded, that are successful in what they do, and I just kind of pick their brain sometimes and listen to what they have to say. I mean, I have some people that keep me in check to, you know, like I said, like when it comes to like my headspace being in chaos, they know how to keep me in check and what they've done to make sure that they can still be successful with their business. And also with employees, that's a big thing I look at, is like how other people are treating their employees, because I've changed my whole business to take everything that I hated from how I was treated as an employee and made sure that when people come in, that they're being treated like how I want to be treated. And so they're getting respect, and I'm guiding them. And that's important for me, so that they can go and do whatever it is they want to do. But I mean, I like I said, like, I can't say anything outside of Grant, because it's just, he's who I would mainly work with. And if I could work with him again, I would. You know, but we're good friends, and I can always, I know I can always like hit him up if I need to.
Right, right. And just for everybody listening, she's talking about Grant Menard, not Grant Cardone. So I know we're throwing Cardone's name out there a bunch tonight, but it's Menard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I didn't want to really like put him too much on blast.
No. I mean, he's I've never met him, but I mean, everybody I know kind of knows him. He seems like a pretty cool dude. So
yeah, he's amazing.
Sure we clarified that just in case. I mean, we are detailers. We do huff a lot of chemicals and stuff. Like, there could be somebody out there like, oh, she works with Grant Cardone. Like, yeah. No. So, Brandon, we'll wrap it up with you, man.
So I think that you can learn, you know, something from everyone. I'm not big on the guys that are outside of our industry because I think their sales are completely different than ours. You know, I think they can offer some good sales advice. I think they can, you know, help elevate your business in different ways. But I'm really big on in our industry because our industry to me is completely different than any other industry. The way I think we need to be selling people is completely different. I believe in proper education in your sales process. And I think the proper education needs to come from within the industry, because when validating yourself, your services and your prices, it all needs to come from within the industry. And that's going to back and validate your prices, which is a major part of your sales process. So I believe that you really need to look at someone that is in the industry that is built where you want to go. You know, if you're a mobile detailing guy and you want to build a big facility, you know, you're not taking advice from a guy that's still mobile detailing. You know, yeah. I've had guys that have come to me and asked me for advice, spent days talking to me, multiple hours, and then literally come back to me and say, well, my current mentor said that I don't need a mentor. And I look at their mentor and their mentor is mobile detailing. And I'm like, so some people you just can't help, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's very important to look at who your mentor is, what they've done. You know, did they even run a shop? Because a lot of mentors haven't even ran a big shop, or they pretended that they ran a big shop. And look, some guys ran a shop that did a high volume of just sucking up French fries,
yeah.
You know, and they made a good living at that. And if that's the business model that you're wanting to go for, go take advice from that person. So I think you just really need to look at who you're taking the advice from. Did they do it? You know, because that's another thing. We're seeing a lot of mentors come on the scene now. And that's really why I kind of got into this, because I'm seeing guys offering and selling advice, pretending like they made these big money weeks and all this money, and they're going to make you this money. And they're still detailing out the back of a Kia. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy, he's not going to teach you how to make $20,000 a week when he's still in a Kia. He doesn't even have a truck or a van. Yeah. So I think that people need to do a little bit more research. And most of this research is readily available. If a guy comes on the scene and says, hey, I'm a mentor, I can mentor you, scroll down his Facebook feed to the last post he ever posted and look and see what he's doing. If it was 3 years ago and he was in high school,
yeah,
it's probably not going to be a good guy to take mentor advice from.
And that was the thing I was going to say too, is, you know, when you're looking for them, you know, look to see how long they've been in the industry, you know, look to see how their business has grown. Cause like you said, right. Like, if they started out in a, you know, out of the back of a Kia 9 years ago, and they're still out of the back of a Kia, you know, I mean,
or he's started 2 weeks ago out the back of a Kia and still in the back of the Kia and going to mentor you.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Kia. In the Kia.
In the Kia.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out to Kia for supporting all the...
sponsor. You know, so that's the big thing that I would look for. I would look for, if I was looking for a mentor, I'm going to go look at a guy and I'm going to say, look, what has this guy done? What has he done in the industry? What is he currently doing? This is who this guy has a track record. This guy built a big facility. He built this. He did this. He did this. Or even if he doesn't have a big facility, he have a small facility and still killing it. But some of these guys never even had that successful career and jumped straight into mentorship. It would have been like, you know, I feel like before my first big shop, me jumping into mentorship just because I just discovered ceramic coatings. Like, to me, that's a big thing for me, is looking at someone that has the proven track record that he can teach me something because he did it. You know, he physically did this, you know, and that's the way I think that people should look into giving their money to somebody. And it's crazy, the people that are out here willing to take people's money to offer them advice. And listen, I'm not, again, I'll go back to what I said in the very beginning. You can learn something from everybody. You can learn something from the kid out the back of a Kia. You know what I'm saying? You can. He can probably teach you something. But also, a lot of these guys are going to go watch some of these sales, like say that, I don't know, the Cardone guy or whatever. I think I've seen some of those videos or whatever on like Instagram or whatever. It's like the sales pitch ads, right?
Yeah.
And listen, most of the stuff those guys say is catchy. It catches your attention. It's a sales process that works, but it doesn't, it's not going to work in this industry. Almost like the callback thing that he said. The guy's telling you, call it. My guys, most of the time, my guys don't even go to the second call. They nail it either the first one, or they nail it the second one, or I tell them to leave it alone. They're calling somebody 5 and 10 times. Yeah, that might work on a cold call for selling somebody an alarm for their house, but it's not going to work here. It's just not going to work. So, but it sounds great. So that's how they lure people in, because it's like, oh man, that guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. That sales pitch makes sense. That this makes sense. But then again, go look at their track record. Go look and see what they've done physically, personally. Like, what have they done? That's the person I want to invest my money in.
Exactly. But I also think too, like with that, like once you figure out who they are and you've done the research and all that, when it comes down to talking to them and meeting them, if they're not hitting your core values at the same time, you got to make a decision off that too. Because I'm not, just because somebody has done XYZ in the past, if we don't fall in line together on, and I say together because it's two people, right? If we don't fall in line with like their values when it comes to like business, growth, employees and that kind of stuff, or their standards or expectations, and they're just in it for the money, like, and you can tell right away if somebody is, but if some of those things don't align with what you're trying to do with your business, even though you think it does, you got to look at that as well. Because just because you think they might be good doesn't mean that they're actually going to be good for you, even though they've been successful from where they started from to where they are now. But that's just me.
What would make you, so to say, like think that if someone built something extremely successful in your same exact space and said, look, almost like he said, these are the same things that I did to get me to this point. I'm going to give you the playbook. I'm going to tell you exactly do this, do this, do this, and do this. If you want to get from A to Z, this is the process. So what would deter you between that? Just give me an example. Like it doesn't have to be it happened. Yeah.
Employees. Employees is a big one. How they would treat their employees.
Okay.
If they were like, I did all this stuff, but then they don't have employee retention. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Mm-hmm. So something went wrong if they don't have employee retention. They might be successful, but if you can't hold an employee for more than a year, there's something wrong there. That means that you can sell something, but what people leave for a reason, you know?
I would 100% agree with that, but also you could look at something like Taco Bell. Taco Bell has a high turnover rate. They're making money. Chick-fil-A has a high turnover rate. They're making money. You know what I'm saying? So it's
yeah, but the value
might not be there. Like you're saying, the core values.
But the thing is in saying that if you're a vegan and you want to start a vegan franchise, you're not going to ask Chick-fil-A for help because that doesn't line up with your core values, right?
100%.
So you got to think of that. Like I actually had a guy that was like, why do you do so much for the community? Oh. I'm like, I built this business for my community so people know who my kids are. I'm not worried about me. I want my kids to be proud of carrying that last name. And he's like, I've never done anything for the community. I'm like, that's why nobody fucking knows you, man. Like, you're helping the homeless, Darville. I'm like, so? But they're never going to spend money with you. I'm like, no, but the other people volunteering with them will. I'll tell you that because that's a whole bunch of other business people trying to do good for people.
Right.
Like, you know, so same thing. Like, follow your core values. Don't give up for the almighty dollar. But for the most part, I think a lot of the people here do have the similar core values anyway. Mm-hmm. But definitely a question to ask, right? Always have your list of questions, things that you need to conquer, things that you need to see from your mentor. Hold your mentor just as accountable as you're expecting them to hold you. And I think you'll find a great mentor somewhere along the line, right? So,
exactly.
Definitely. Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, we're almost an hour and 20 minutes right now. So I think this is a good jump off point. I thank all of you for coming on. If we want to go kind of around, if you know, again, I don't expect you guys to give anything away for free, but if somebody hears this and, you know, like Angela, you know, somebody's a boat person and they want to reach out to you, or, you know, Darvill or even Brandon, you know, reach out to you guys or whatever. For anybody that maybe doesn't know who you guys are or where to find you, you know, what's your at, you know, how can they maybe reach out to you and, you know, be able to at least try to, you know, get on your guys's radar and then figure out if it's something that, you know, that they would want to, you know, throw down some cash and get mentored by you guys.
I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Probably my business page over my personal page. So it's just Elite Marine Protection, on both of them. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. And Darvill?
Yeah. Same thing. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, or everywhere. Business page is Resurrection Auto Detailing Tint and Protection. Our Instagram is at getresurrected204. And if you want to message me personally, because you want it a little bit more personal, because I do have a operations manager who runs our page as well, you can Instagram me. You can just follow my page at Thorl_Assassin, which is honestly just for my truck, because it's the Thorl Assassin. But you can message on there. I'll answer you and I'll help you. If you're in the U.S., I'm probably not going to be much help because I don't know laws and logistics and stuff. So I'm probably going to point you to that guy. If you're in Canada, would love to chat with you, but I'm probably still going to point you to that guy. And if you do both, I'm pointing you to her. So, but definitely message me. I love to connect with detailers and help out wherever I can. So,
exactly. And Brandon, you were just on the last episode and gave out all your ads, but, you know, just in case people
didn't. Brandon Johnson on Facebook, which is probably going to be hard to find. there's a lot of Brandon Johnsons. Exactly. But on Instagram, we're EAS Motorsports, and then we've got a EASElevate.com for our mentorship program.
Awesome. Well, listen, I appreciate all of you jumping on and doing this. Like I said, it's a topic that I've, you know, had for quite a while. And every time I just kind of scrolled when we were doing these, what's on your mind? So just be like, meh. But I think with, you know, coming off of MTE and being fresh off that, like I said earlier on in the episode, you know, that fresh off of networking and, you know, bouncing ideas off of people and people giving me some ideas of things to do or whatever it, this time when I looked at the list, it just popped.
You got a list?
Yeah, I got a list, dude. Anytime I get an idea, like I write it down and then, you know, like every Monday I just kind of go through and I look at the one that jumps out at me and then I go, that's the one I want to roll with tonight or on Wednesday night. So yeah. But all right. Thank you guys. I'm going to kick you all out now. I'll do my little wrap up and then, I'm going to go bounce over to the detailers lounge and hang out with those guys for a few minutes. So thank you again so much for coming on. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, man. See y'all later. It was good talking to everybody.
Yeah, you too. Finally.
All right. So mentoring. You know, I think that's some really good information, whether you're, you know, looking for one or whether you are one. You know, I think a lot of that information right there at the end was awesome, you know, and to me, my biggest suggestion would be, you know, if you are looking for a mentor and somebody's telling you, hey, for X amount of dollars, I can do this and I can do that and all this fun stuff, interview them. You know, I mean, they're, you know, basically kind of becoming an employee at that point. You're giving them money to do a thing for you. So interview them. Don't be afraid to ask them the questions. Don't be afraid to tell them, you know, what you want out of, you know, your mentorship. You know, and make sure that, you know, like Brandon said, you know, and even Angela, you know, that they're there for you. They block off time or that you have that access to them. Because last thing you want to do is pay somebody some money for, you know, them to go, yeah, do it like this. And then that's it. Right. So yeah, I hope this episode's been helpful for you guys. I think it was a little bit for me. You know, again, I struggle with, you know, when people ask me, you know, I kind of do like we talked about in the beginning, I'll answer questions. I'll kind of give you my thoughts or my take on it or things like that. You know, I'm still don't feel like I'm at the point yet where, you know, I'm going to charge people for it. So for right now, you guys message me, you're going to get it for free. But one day it won't be. So yeah, that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really appreciate everybody for listening. You guys have a great night, day, weekend, whatever it is when you're listening to this, and we'll catch y'all soon. Take care. Bye.